Scotland, it's going to be Hogmanay from 11:30, and on BBC Two, yeah, it's the Hootenanny. This year, Rag and Bone Man, Lulu, and of course Ed Sheeran. He's on absolutely everything, so why wouldn't he be on the Hootenanny? It is 3 minutes to seven now.
Now, New Year's Eve, and it's often a time for resolutions, but how about your hopes and aims for 2022? We know the pandemic has affected another year of our lives, so looking forward and beyond COVID, what is it you're planning or focusing on for the next year? We want people to get in touch with us on 85058 or at BBC Five Live on that. But Five Live listener Russ Banner is joining us live, and he's hoping to get a big project off the ground. Russ, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Yeah, fine. Early morning starts, not quite my thing, but I'm here, which is great.
Well, we'll be there together. we'll be there together. Don't worry. Russ, talk us through your idea, because it came through an utterly devastating experience. Tell us what brought you to this project.
Yeah, so basically, back in 2019, my daughter Connie was born with a congenital heart defect. So that basically means that part of her heart wasn't really functioning properly, really her left side. And we kind of found that out kind of devastatingly around about a 20-week scan. But we proceeded to go for the, to have her and enjoy life as much as possible. Around 3 weeks, she had surgery, so she had a surgery to repair, just kind of what I call a replumbing exercise, really, at the Aberdeen Hospital. So they were an amazing team there. And that was all good. And 6 weeks, she came home, and then we had her through until August of 2020, when we elected to have some additional surgery that was effectively trying to repair one of her valves to kind of improve her life. The goal really is to try and get her to a point where she'd go onto the donor list and obviously try and get a new heart. Unfortunately, due to the complications of the surgery, she passed away in November 2020.
So sorry,
she became everyone's gain and our loss, really. And that was obviously devastating and tough for us. During time in hospital, we kind of worked out that one of the things that I found really difficult was getting some time with my daughter to have sort of, you know, cuddles or just playtime was really hard. Partly because of the amount of medical equipment attached to her and all the cables, lines, feeds, drugs, and the ventilator that she was on. And if you can imagine it, trying to move a child into a sort of a high chair, who's covered with all these lines and cables, it's a bit of a spaghetti junction. And it would take two nurses and a parent to kind of put her into a high chair or just into a chair for a cuddle. And I don't think we had really had a cuddle with her for about 8 to 9 weeks, which is quite hard when your child is so unwell and you just want to give them a cuddle. Excuse me.
You okay? I'm sorry to bring back these memories.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's emotional, but it's important to kind of to talk about.
Yeah.
So I thought, why can't we have some sort of chair or something that will go into the bed, something that will give a child a bit of, respite, a bit of sitting up, a bit of playtime, something with a tray, and actually have some time in the bed, and that actually can be monitored slightly better. And that's kind of where I came up with this idea. So really in January of this year, I contacted a product designer and started coming up with some ideas. I mean, this is not something I do for a living. So I'm a careers professional by background. So this is kind of what can I do as a father, you know, to help other children to have better quality time when they're in hospital. And I had a conversation with the physios and the OTs then, and said, look, this is a great idea because, you know, children who've just had surgery need to be sitting up. It's good for their posture. It's good for their physiology to kind of get going again. And it helps just improve life for them post-surgery. And Connie's life was never going to be one of major quality, but it was about, you know, having a level of well-being while she was in hospital post the surgery. So I kind of spoke to a product developer, and we kind of put some ideas together. And really, throughout this year, we've been coming up with a chair that will sit in the cot bed.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping in February we'll have a model completed, and we'll be doing some trials. And the aim will be to actually get in as many hospitals as possible, get the a cot chair to the pediatric wards. There's about 36 of them in the UK, so I'd like to try and find a way to supply each one with
And just really briefly, Russ, because we're running out of time because we're coming to the, we're past the hour now, yeah. But how much interest has there been so far in your idea?
It's been positively reviewed by most of the, and most of the people I've been in contact with, so this is a great idea. It's really just about getting a message out there and fundraising. We need to find probably around about £100,000 to actually raise the money to do this. Once kind of we've got the cot chair built and actually tested, I think that's when we'll be looking to kind of get engagement from more of the public saying, please come and help us to do something. This is not a kind of a product that you kind of, not like a chair in a car, you know, a car seat where you can just, you know, there are lots of models out there and you just go and buy one and there's a lot of requirement for it. This is very limited use for a limited number of, you know, very sick children that need it. So it's not a business opportunity. So it really is a charitable thing. So I just need people to come along, get alongside and help us raise the funds. My Twitter account is at Guidance Charts if anybody wants to help out. And my website is careerguidancecharts.com. And please donate and help us to kind of get the money together so we can get these chairs into hospitals to improve the lives of very sick children.
Oh, Russ, it just sounds amazing, and just good luck with it all. And I hope that Connie's medical chair, with your daughter's name, of course, it goes on to help families and children that need it. And thank you very much for talking us through that this morning on 5 Live. And I hope you and your family have a lovely new year.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Dan. Cheers.
Wow. That was amazing, wasn't it, Chris?
It was indeed. Good to hear from Ross, and all the best to him, and as you say, to his family, and the best of luck with what sounds like a tremendous idea as well. It's 3 minutes past seven. It's Laura McGee, it's Chris Warburton with you, and it's 5 Live Breakfast, and it's time to bring you the news. The government says